Welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast with your host, Funk Roberts. Funk has co-authored the best-selling book, Rapid Body Makeover. He is a master metabolic trainer, has been interviewed as a fitness expert on NBC, ABC, and CBS affiliates, and has a dedicated following of over 1.5 million people worldwide. With this podcast, Funk is dedicated to helping men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond to regain their manhood and reach their highest potential through fitness, health, nutrition, mindset, and becoming over 40 alpha men. Join me in welcoming your host, Funk Roberts.
Hey, what's up, my brother? And welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast. This is episode number 25. And thank you so much for spending time with me today. I truly appreciate it. I'm your host, Funk Roberts. I'm a former professional athlete, turned master metabolic trainer, MMA strength and conditioning coach, Amazon bestseller, and I'm here to help men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond get in the best shape of their lives through health, through mindset, recovery strategies, nutrition, workouts, and of course, helping you naturally boost your testosterone. And on today's episode number 25, I am truly, truly excited, man. And I'm here to tell you that today, you know, I've been wanting to talk about this for a long time. And it's something that I'm excited about. It's something that I think men in their 40s, 50s, 60s need to understand. And today we're going to go through four diets, four of the worst diets that men in their 40s, 50s, and 60s could be on. And I know that this is going to be controversial for a lot of people, for a lot of people under 40, for a lot of people who are in these diet cults. And, you know, the bottom line is when we go through this and when we talk about all these diets, I'm not ever saying that any of these diets don't work, because they do work. You know, they do work for people. And I'm also not saying that they can't work for you, but there are definitely some, you know, things you need to think about before doing these diets. Whether you even want to be on a diet or whether you want to be on a eating, like a healthy nutritional lifestyle. You know, what are your goals? And what you'll find, you know, in your 40s and 50s and 60s as men, is we pretty much all have the same goals. You know, we want to boost our testosterone. We want to lose weight, lose belly fat, stay strong, be healthy, have energy, you know, have, you know, reboost our testosterone, our metabolism, you know, feel good, have a good mood, you know, just look and feel good and feel strong. And feel energized and feel confident, you know, because a lot of times when we get 40, you know, I always say 40 is that's the tipping point for men. That's when everything kind of like hits them. Late 30s, you start to feel it. But 40, when you hit 40, it's like it's a slap in the face, you know, like you can't recover as fast. You put on belly fat. Like, where did this belly fat come from? You know, you have no energy, your metabolism is down, your mood's all over the place, your libido is down and gone, and you generally don't have a clue what's happening, and you think, oh, well, you know what, I'm older, so that's supposed to happen. No, man, that's not supposed to happen. You're not supposed to feel like that in your 40s, 50s, or 60s. You should be energized, you should be strong, you should be healthy, you should not be obese, you should not be overweight. You know, you should be, you have great mood, great confidence, feel good with your shirt off. You know, listen, man, in your 40s, 50s, 60s, I always say this, as men, we are the providers and protectors of our families, procreators in some cases. So we've got to be in the best health, you know, and not just for our families, but for our communities. You know, we're becoming the elders in our communities. We have kids, we have grandchildren who look up to us. So we have to be in amazing health and great health. And also, naturally getting older, we are going to be presented with, you know, health problems because we're aging. You know, there's going to be things that are happening, prostate cancer and little, you know, things that you know, come up as we get older, that we need to be in great health to combat that stuff. We need to be in great fitness and great health and great attitude and mental focus to combat that stuff. So it's very important that that health and fitness and being in shape is our number one priority, specifically as that priority definitely fell through the wayside, you know, after most of us became, you know, became fathers and or husbands and then families and careers and whatever else. A lot of times all of those things we put in front of us, as opposed to like saying, no, wait a minute. In order for me to be a great father, in order for me to be a great husband, in order for me to be a great manager at work or a great employee or run a business or, you know, be someone in the community that people can look up to, being a great grandfather, what have you. You need to think about, you have to be in the best shape you can, you know, because you're the protector, you're the provider, you're the one that's got to step up to the plate when things go wrong in your house, in your community, you're in your kingdom. You're the one. So there's no more of this, oh, I'm getting old, oh, you know, it's supposed to happen, or dad bought this, dad bought that. Nah, man, don't buy into that. You know, we've got to focus on boosting our testosterone. And before we even start this, I want to talk about if you're listening to this right now and you're like, yeah, man, you know what? I don't even need to listen anymore. I just want to start this. I want to get in the shape. This is something that I want to do. I'm 40, I'm 39, I'm 50, I'm 60, and I'm sick of feeling like shit. I'm sick of feeling down. I'm sick of not having a terrible mood. I'm sick of, you know, this belly fat I can't rid of. I'm sick of being obese. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I need guidance. I need help. I want to put up my hand and say, yes, I'm ready to make a change, but I need help. Then I want you to go to over40alpha.com. Right there. 30-day free, baby. You can start my program where I'm going to teach you mindset training so that you can have that bulletproof mindset to get you past those times where you don't want to work out or you want to indulge in foods that you're not supposed to. I'm going to teach you recovery strategies, because one of the things that when we get in our 40s, 50s, 60s, we can't recover the way we used to. You know that. You've tried to go to the gym and then... You go to the gym and it takes you 2-3 days to recover. Or here's the other thing. It's not just in the gym. It's other things that you do outside of the gym. Like, I know that a lot of people, like I don't drink, but I hear people saying, you know, specifically guys in their 40s, 50s are like, oh yeah, you know, I can't even drink the way I used to. I used to be able to drink and then get up and go to work. Now it takes me 2 or 3 days to get, you know, to recover. Right, our recovery is not the same. So I will teach you recovery strategies. A lot of guys have problems sleeping. And sleep is key for boosting our testosterone. So I'll teach you sleep strategies. So you're going to learn to sleep, 7 to 9 hours, so that your testosterone production goes through the roof. I'm gonna teach you nutrition, the most important thing. This is like the key to your hormones, to getting rid of that belly fat, to losing weight, to increasing your energy, to getting better sleep. And I'm gonna teach you the foods to eat and the foods to stay away from. And you're gonna be very surprised that we're not going on any restrictive diet. You're gonna eat, you know, good carbs and good healthy proteins and great healthy fats and vegetables and fruits. And your plates are gonna be hearty and alpha plates. We call them alpha dinners. And then I'm also going to show you workouts. Every single month, you're going to get a set of new workouts, follow along workouts that you can do in the comfort of your own home. All you need is a set of dumbbells. And then as you go through this, it's a 12-month journey. Like, I have a 12-month journey. Every single month is different. Workouts, depending on what we're doing. Month one is fat loss. Month two is a little bit of muscle. So if you want to build a little bit of muscle, you're going to use, you know, add a little bit more dumbbell workouts. Month three is like our shred. Month four is back to muscle building and everything is done with just a set of dumbbells, your body weight, a little bit of time, all follow along. So join the over40alpha.com. Go to over40alpha.com. Join the brotherhood. You get 30 days free. So literally, you can just sign up and start. And by, you know, day 28, if you haven't got what you want, or day 27, you're like, you know what, I've been following this, or I haven't been following this, because 99.9% of the guys who follow the program in the first 30 days lose 10 to 20 pounds, 100%. The guys who follow the program lose that much weight. They boost their energy and their metabolism. And it's like, they feel so They feel confident. They feel like, okay, I'm a new man. Like literally, they literally feel like a new man. It's like, I can't believe this is happening. I can't believe how great I feel. And that's in the first 30 days. And then that's what just hooks them into the whole, you know, we got guys going into phase 11, you know, started 11 months ago and they're still going strong. So go to over40alpha.com and just join right now, like right this second, stop this podcast right now, go to over40alpha.com, sign up for free and start, you know, and then come back here, listen to this podcast and then go back and then do your thing. You know, get on the Facebook group. We've got a fitness app so you can work out of the app. Like I've literally taken all the excuses there's no excuse. You have an app that you can do workouts at home. So I have a lot of truck drivers who will do it in their cab. Like literally, I have guys who travel, who do the workouts in their hotel room or downstairs at the fitness center. So there's no excuse. You know, I coach you every week. We do what's called Ask Funk. There's a Facebook group with like, you know, hundreds of guys in the Facebook group who support each other. Like literally, it's incredible. Anyways, go to over40alpha.com and sign up because you are going to literally change your life. If you're a man in your 40s, 50s, 60s, or even like late 30s, like don't even like, there's nothing out there that's geared towards you. There's nothing. You're not going to find anything out there that's like developed specifically for men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, where I teach you everything, coach you every week. Every week we're live coaching, do Facebook lives. There's tons of other programs in there too. But, you know, anyways, join it right now. Okay. So let's talk about these diets. And I'm going to premise this right now. So the goal of this is to teach you guys why, and just talk about why these diets, the worst diets, why these are the worst diets for you. But before I start ranting about why these diets are the worst for you, I need to tell you guys about what you should be looking out for, right? Because when it comes to nutrition, you want for the first thing you should ever think about when it comes to nutrition is number one, is it sustainable? Can I do this for 2 years? I always give it the 2 year. If you can stay on a meal, on this nutrition eating plan, I don't care if they're diets or nutrition plans. There's nutritionists and dietitians and fitness people out there like, oh, I don't like calling it a diet because a diet means like, we all know what it means. Diet, nutrition plan, lifestyle, whatever the F it is, we know. So you don't get caught up in that. But diets are usually like things that you're on for, you know, the industry and marketing touts diets as like, oh, short term or restrictive diets, or, you know, I want to lose like the South Beach diet or this Atkins diet or whatever diet. You should be able to be on it for at least 2 years. Whatever eating plan you're on should be easily sustainable. Okay, that's the key. You need it to be sustainable. If you're bouncing from one diet to the other, or you're on it now and you're off it now and you're trying to lose 10 pounds or 5 pounds because you're going to this wedding or you're going to the beach or all this bullshit, that's not sustainable. You're just bouncing back and forth, because what happens is you get on this diet or what have you, and then you do it for however long you do it, kind of do it. You know, because let's face it, you're kind of on it because you're, you know, because a lot of these diets are restrictive or restricting you of foods or what have you. And then all of a sudden, you know, you bounce back and you come back worse. You know, you put it back on the weight or you feel terrible or, you know what I mean? You're just like, why do they even do this? And this didn't work as fast as I wanted it to work, because everyone wants to put themselves on the pedestal and are self-obsessed and I want it my way, and don't realize that you've got to just trust the process of whatever you're doing. But I don't know anyone who I can truly say who is a man in their 40s, 50s, 60s who've been on these diets for more than 2 years. And if they are, we'll talk about some of the things that's not happening in their life that they need to. So that's number one. The number two thing you need to focus on is your hormones. And our number one male hormone is testosterone. And that's key. Like for us, once you reach the age of 30, you know, you start to lose, through science, you start to lose 1-2% testosterone. Your testosterone levels go down 1-2% every single year. So, you know, this is starting in your 30s. So by the time you get to 40, your testosterone levels are already low, and then it just compounds, right? So now it's compounding, and again, 1-2% every year. And this is due to a lot of things, due to just naturally our testosterone levels go down, our lifestyle, what we're eating and what we're not eating, the way we're working out. There's a lot of things that go, the lack of sleep that we're getting, the increase in our testosterone killing hormones like cortisol, like estrogen, you know, our insulin levels, you know, our thyroids, inflammation. I know that's not a hormone, but inflammation is key because that's also something that blocks and kills our testosterone. So we need to think about, okay, is this nutrition plan or is this diet going to support my hormones, support my testosterone? You know, that's our key, because when our testosterone levels are low, all of the things I talk about, low metabolism, bad mood, belly fat, increased belly fat, increased body weight, increased weight, slow metabolism, I talked about that already, low libido, so sex drive is plummeted, the way you feel, your mood, energy levels, all of that. So all of these things that naturally happen to you when you're 40, like when you're 40, you kind of feel that way. You're like, oh man, I feel like shit. Why am I like, I have no energy. I can't bang my wife anymore because I just don't feel like it. You know, so I have to go to porn, but porn sucks now, or whatever you try to use. You know, you got belly fat, you can't get rid of it. You go to the gym, you're having a hard time putting on muscle. You're having a hard time even getting results. Your metabolism's slow. Like, and you just, you know, I can't get any sleep and my mood sucks. And like all of these things, you just chalk it up to being old, but it's actually, you know, your testosterone levels. You got, that's the first thing you should go to get checked, is where's my testosterone levels? And you need to be aware that when the nurse comes back and says, oh, your testosterone levels are low, they're probably or low or normal, they're probably low. Like you want them to be, you know, 700-800. Like, you know, you want them to be in the 20s, right? Free testosterone, or you know, like you want it to be high. You don't want it to be like 300 or 200 or 11 or 13, you know, and those numbers may or may not make sense to you. But when you go, you know, I'm putting it out there right now, go get your testosterone levels checked, you know, get a testosterone kit, go to the doctor, and you'll soon see, oh, this is what's going on. You know, there's other things, but the number one thing you need to look at is your testosterone levels. So does this diet actually support my testosterone levels and my hormones, right? Is it sustainable? And then let's talk about just the macronutrients, because in order for your testosterone levels to be produced, right, in order for testosterone production to happen, you need cholesterol. Cholesterol is a precursor, and testosterone production happens generally at night. And in the morning, that's why usually in the morning, you're supposed to wake up with a hard on, with wood, morning wood. And that's your testosterone just whoosh, going through the roof. A lot of times, a lot of men don't wake up with that. That's, you know, there's erectile dysfunction is another thing that happens when you have low testosterone. But you need to eat the food. So like I said, good cholesterol is a precursor. So so you need cholesterol in order to produce testosterone. If you don't have it, then you're not producing. So you get good cholesterol from healthy fats. So right away, the first thing you need is to know is that you're eating healthy fats. That's number one. That's key. In your diet, nutrition plan should always be eating healthy fats on a daily basis, pretty much on a plate to plate basis. The second thing you need are carbs. We need carbohydrates. The carbohydrates, good complex carbs, helps with glucose, helps with energy levels, helps with testosterone, a lot of the micronutrients that you're going to get, because it's not just the macros, it's the micronutrients. It's the selenium, it's the zinc, you know, it's magnesium. It's a lot of things that you're going to get from eating carbs. And so you need to have healthy carbs and healthy fats. Those are like the two biggest things, right? We always need protein, always, because our bodies don't naturally produce protein. So we always need a source of protein with every meal. That's number one. But the ratio is going to be 40% fats, 40% carbs, and 20% proteins, right? If you want a healthy hormonal supporting nutrition plan. And of course, the rest is vegetables and or fruits, depending on what you're making. If you're making a smoothie, then you may throw some fruits in there. If it's a morning, you may, you know, have steel cut oats with almond butter, maybe throw in a nice, healthy, grass-fed protein powder, and then, you know, some fruits, some berries. And that's a healthy, testosterone boosting, hormonal supporting, metabolism boosting, fat burning meal, right? This is it. Breakfast. So proteins aren't as important as they used to be. Like back in the day, we're like, oh yeah. And of course, you know, if any bodybuilding magazine or what have you will always tout protein, but actually too much protein is so funny because I don't know if you guys know this, but I have the Over 40 Alpha Brotherhood, which I talked about before, with thousands of men who have literally transformed their lives, transformed their bodies. And a lot of times people are coming in and they're like one guy, I remember, he posted something about a week ago. He's like, yeah, man, I can't believe it. I went to the doctor and he had something. I can't remember what it was. I can't say what it was, but he had something, some type of ailments, whether it was diabetes or something he had, blood pressure, something. I can't remember what it was. So don't quote me on that. And he went to the doctor and the doctor's like, well, yeah, you're probably eating too much protein. Because what happens is the body, like as we get older, we can't, you know, digest protein as quick and as effective as we could when we were younger, because protein has what's called the thermic effect of food, which means when it naturally takes our body longer to break down and digest protein. So at some points that's good, because that's why when you're younger, you're told to eat a lot of protein, because, you know, it helps with metabolism, helps with fat loss. So protein's good. But as we get older, the more the body has to work to digest, the more cortisol levels go up, right? Because our body's working hard, putting body in stress a lot for a long time. Cortisol levels go, and cortisol is one of the, you know, key killers of testosterone. Let's put it that way. We do need cortisol. It's a stress hormone that we need, and it should be high in the morning. But throughout the day, if your cortisol is still high, that's what's blocking testosterone, and that's what's adding to belly fat and a whole bunch of other things. So you want to make sure that you're eating protein, but not a ton of protein. It's not the most important. It's very important because we don't naturally produce protein, and our body, we have to get that from outside sources, all the amino acids and that sort of thing. But you still need, it's not the most important. Fats and carbs are your two most important macronutrients. Okay. This is all science-based. If you go to over40alpha.com, you can read my books and go through everything. So that's I'm going to just start. Let's just use those two as the key as we keep going through in regards to, you know, fat burning and as regards to diets. And again, you know, it should also, you know, support your hormones. Here are the things that you want. You want your diet nutrition plan to support your hormones, your testosterone. That's key. That's number one, specifically in our 40s, 50s, 60s. That's like, nothing should trump that. That's your number one thing before even anything. Because when your testosterone levels are high, you're going to lose more fat. You're going to build more lean muscle. Not going to be massive. You're just going to build more lean muscle. You're going to lose more fat. Your metabolism is going to be higher. Your energy levels are going to be higher. Your mood's going to be better. You're going to get better sleep. Like everything, you're going to stave off a lot of, excuse me, you're going to stave off a lot of health issues that would come. You're going to have less belly fat. So when your testosterone levels are high, all of those things that we suffer from as we get 40, 50, 60, excuse me, my voice is going, is due to your testosterone levels. And talked about this on this podcast many times. If you're new to this podcast, go back and listen to the podcast about hormones, and go back to listen to the podcast episode about testosterone with Dr. Dom, which she focuses on, our hormones. So specifically for men. So that's why I always have her on. and this is what I spent a year and a half, 2 years studying and researching and producing this program, so that it helps men over 40. Because frankly, there's nothing out there. When you look at these diets that we're about to go through, there are a lot of popular diets, and there are a lot of diets that are sexy that marketing companies love to jump on, and they're sexy, like a testosterone boosting hormonal supporting diet for men over 40 is not sexy, because literally your plate, when you look at every plate, you're going to have carbs, fats, proteins, and either vegetables or fruits. And every plate's the same. We call them alpha dinners, alpha lunches, and alpha breakfasts. That's what we call them, because we want to be alphas. And that's it. Like, there's no like, oh, you've got to only eat at this certain time, or we only eat like a caveman, or we're going to not eat this macronutrient and we're going to restrict you from this and you can only eat at this hour or time or whatever. Although that's another thing. But anyway, so fad diets, man, that's what these are. They're fad diets. And yes, they do work, but not for us. Okay, not for us men over 40. So if you're a woman listening to this, this doesn't apply to you. If you're a guy, 36, 37, 30s, 20s, this doesn't apply to you. Okay, this applies to men in your 40s, 50s, 60s. And listen, I'm going to say this. There will be outliers. There will be people who are on some of these diets that are getting results. I guarantee you that when they go to test their testosterone levels, though, it won't be, they may be not where they want it to be, but there are some people who can stay on these obsessive people, or, you know, there's some diets out there that people couple with taking, you know, TRT or taking, you know, steroids or whatever. So you have to be very careful at who you're listening to. So the last thing I'm going to say before we get into these diets is, you know, you have to be very careful of who you're listening to. If you're on Instagram listening to Instagram fitness people who have no clue what they're talking about and are just trying to get likes and trying to get followers, that's not who you want to listen to. You want someone who's has clout, who's been in the industry. And if you're listening to a 20-year-old or a 30-year-old or someone who's not 40, 50, 60, who have actually lived this, that's another thing you want to watch for. You don't want to listen to guys who are in their 30s, who have been in the industry forever and are just like jumping on this testosterone thing. There's a lot of guys that go, yeah, boost your testosterone. But wait till they hit 40. It's a whole different beast. It's so funny. I just listened to someone the other day send me an email. I'm on an email list of, I'm not going to call him out, but he's amazing. Like he's in the industry. He's amazing. And he just said that when he was in his 30s and he used to talk about, you know, all this stuff about, you know, men in their 40s and how to boost testosterone or, you know, whatever, build muscle, that sort of thing. And when he reached 40, he was like, okay, now I realize what I was saying before meant shit, right? Like, here I am, 35, telling these guys their 40s, 50s, and I haven't even lived it. And then when he hit 40, it was like, oh, Jesus, okay, why do I feel this way? Why is this happening? Why is that happening? And it hit him, right? And now he's like, okay, I better switch my flow. And that's what it is. You got to watch for these people. You got to watch for, like, if it's a woman telling you something who's obviously focusing on women's hormones, you can't follow that, okay? Now, that being said, Dr. Dom, she focuses on men's hormones, so it's totally different. But if it's like a 20-year-old, or if it's an Instagram fitness person, or if it's just someone who's trying to jump on that fad diet because it's new, then that's it. Okay, so I just wanted to make sure that I was very clear, because I know that, again, people are going to be like, whoa, this diet worked for this person or that person or whatever. So I'm not going to get too sciencey either. If you want science behind this stuff, then you can look it up or whatever. I just wanted to generally say that guys over 40 got to look out for these. So number one, the first diet, worst diet for men over 40 is the ketogenic diet. Yeah, I know. You're going to be like, what? Are you kidding me? The ketogenic diet's everywhere, man. What are you talking about? I know people on the keto diet. My friend George, he's 42. He just started the ketogenic diet. Just started is underlined. Anyways, if you don't know what the ketogenic diet is, it's keto is a short form. So you hear that people say keto, and it's very popular right now. It's one of the hottest ultra low carb trends in the world right now. And it is actually has several therapeutic benefits. You know, it definitely helps. It helps keep your insulin levels low. It promotes utilizing fat as fuel. And, it can also, there's also a lot of other good fat loss you know, fat loss benefits to it. So and listen, it does work. Like, I'm not saying it doesn't work. It 100% works. I've seen people, ladies specifically, women, or you know, younger guys who, well, I don't even know what the younger guys, man, because I just think that they're just using the keto as a, you know what, let's just say yes, I see younger guys using the ketogenic diet. You know, guys who've been on it, for young guys who've been on it, women specifically. And yeah, you know, like they love being, and it's good, you know, it's a high fat intake, which I talked about, you know, fat being good, right? I talked about that. It eventually puts your body into what's called a ketosis, which is a metabolic state, which is good too. It's like a lot of that stuff is good. You want your body to be in ketosis when it can, so that, you know, it's using fat as energy. But here's the thing. It is a very restrictive diet that is, like I said, high in fats, but super low in carbs, like 10 to 15 grams of carbs per day. And very minimal protein as well. It's a lot of lots of fats. And what did I say at the very beginning? You need 40-40, 40 fats, 40 carbs. That's a ratio. That's like right off the bat. We need our carbs. So when you're already you're restricting yourself of one of the main macronutrients that we need as men over 40. We need carbs, right? So we're not talking here about fat burning. Yeah, it does burn fat, and that's great, that's awesome, and that's good. And yes, your testosterone levels will increase, yes, for sure. But when your carbs are so low, then it just negates everything that we're talking about in regards to supporting our hormones, right? So we need to have those carbs, you know. And there's a lot of other things that happen too when with being on a keto. You know, it can cause leptin levels to drop, and we need our leptin levels up there because it regulates our metabolic rate. And then there's other side effects that people, you know, that the science and medical communities talk about is, you know, there's the keto flu that happens. There's digestive problems, headaches, a lot of mineral deficiencies. A lot of people get insomnia, you know, bad breath, you know, suppressed thyroid hormones and leptin function, which is key. We need to get the thyroids for metabolism. So, you know, there's a lot of downside to having this, right? And like I said before, carbs are extremely important. It's extremely important to boost testosterone, extremely important to keep our insulin levels balanced, and extremely important for us to lose weight and have energy. And the other thing about the keto diet is it's very restrictive. Like, literally, the second you eat too much protein, or the second you eat too many carbs, or the second you have too much fresh fruit, or, you know, the second you drink a little bit too much alcohol, you're out of ketosis. So you have to start all over again. It's not one of those diets where you can just like, oh, I just dropped out and then jumped back on again. It's like, no, you gotta, once you're out, and then you gotta start all over again. And it takes months to enter into a true state of ketosis. Like, a lot of people will tout this as, oh, you get in a week, 21 day keto diet and all this stuff. But research shows that it can take the body months to get into ketosis. So think about having to restrict yourself of all the things and macronutrients that you need to get into ketosis in months, just to realize that now you have all of these side effects. And not only that, you don't have that macronutrient that you need in order to help you boost your testosterone levels. And that's very important. It's very important. Now, the ketogenic diet works for a lot of people. I've seen a lot of women, specifically women who are on the keto diet. They don't do much exercise. They lose a ton of weight. They look very frail. But I don't know anyone personally. I don't know anybody who has been on the keto diet for more than a year or 2 years. I personally don't know anybody. I'm talking personally. I know that there's been men who've come to me in my Over 40 Alpha Brotherhood or in my Over 40 Alpha community and said, hey, Funk, I used the keto diet, and when I went off of it, I put on 20 extra pounds or 10 extra pounds, or I felt like shit. Like, it just goes on and on and on. My testosterone levels were really super low. So the first diet that you want to avoid at all costs is the keto diet. And like I said, I'm not saying it doesn't work. I'm not saying it doesn't work for some people. You know, and I'm not saying that if you're obsessive compulsive that you can't follow it for 2 years, because you have to be like right on it every second. And there's a big community and there's this big, huge, like culture around it. And it's like, you know, if you say something bad about keto, people are going to murder you. And, you know, so I know that I'm going to get some hate with this, which I don't give a shit about, because I could care less. But I'm here for men in their 40s, 50s, 60s. I'm here for you guys. I'm not here for everyone else. I'm not here to prove that the keto diet doesn't work, because it does work. But I'm here to tell you that for us guys, that's the diet we don't want to be on. We don't want to be like, oh, I'm trying to lose 10 pounds before, you know, my wedding, or before, or going to the beach. I'm going on vacation, I'm going to jump on this keto diet. Don't do that, right? The sound diet, the nutrition plan that we have in our Over 40 Alpha program that supports your hormones, you know, where you're eating. It's very easy to follow. It's very sustainable. You're not getting negative side effects. In fact, everything you're getting is going to be positive. It supports your hormones, your metabolism, your fat loss, and you're going to eat foods that are delicious and that you like. So it's very tough. It's very tough. You know what? Listen, I'm going to tell you something. I even tried to jump on the keto train, you know, a few years ago. I'm like, okay, this keto diet, man, like, let's try it out. I bought a book. I even did some research behind it. And like, literally, I started reading the book and I'm like, this is insane. Like, it is insane the amount of shit you got to eat. Anyways, I'm not going to talk about it anymore. That's the number one diet. That's one diet, number one, not number one, but one diet to stay away from. The other diet, number two, is the paleo diet. Yes, you're probably going to be surprised, because nearly everything you read about the paleo diet is good. It's good for fat loss. It's good for your health. And don't get me wrong. Once again, don't get me wrong. It's good. You know, it's one of those diets where, you know, it's kind of like it mimics the diet of the caveman living in the Stone Age. You know, so it excludes processed foods like dairy, grains, beans, sugar, salt. Yeah, totally. I get it, man. You know, a lot of paleo guys, again, a lot of paleo guys are in their 30s and 20s. They're young guys. Okay, they're young guys, or they're like older guys whose testosterone levels are fucking very low. They're very skinny and they're not as healthy as they proceed, as they present themselves as. Not saying all, but the paleo guys that I know that are in their 40s, if I looked at them and I said, what traits do these guys have? Those are the traits that they have. And guys that have come to the Over 40 Alpha, like, yeah, I was doing paleo for a while, but, you know, my testosterone levels were low and I didn't have any energy and so on and so forth. But, you know, like I said, young guys love paleo, you know, and again, I'm not saying it doesn't work. It works. It's good. It's, you know, it's a good diet. But for us guys in our 40s, we need to stay away from it, right? Because on paper, it looks good. It looks great. It's you look at it on paper, like, okay, well, it's low carb, so, you know, it should be pretty good. It's rich in lean meats, but no, there you go, low carb, right? And again, I'm not a big paleo, like, I don't know the ins and outs of paleo, but what I do know is that we have to focus on our metabolism, you know, or metabolic needs. The metabolic needs of us in our 40s is not the same as they are when our 20s and 30s. That's what I'm saying. Like, the metabolic needs of guys in their 20s and 30s, totally different from us when our 40, 50, 60 and beyond, right? Our metabolism slowing down, our hormones are changing, and we need those specific nutrients, micronutrients, to help combat our slow metabolism and our low testosterone and our hormones being balanced, right? Because sometimes when you have too much of one thing, your estrogen levels increase, our cortisol levels increase, and those are the two things that are two of the killers of our testosterone. So, and one of the things is iodine intake, and that's a big thing. Like, a lot of research shows that the paleo diet can create iodine deficiencies. And when our iodine is low, that screws up our thyroid hormone. And without sufficient iodine, our thyroid's optimized, and it's very hard for us to lose weight. And again, it's not just that. It's also, you know, our thyroid is the gland that regulates body weight and metabolism. So that's why it's really important. You know, you hear a lot of women talk about the thyroid, but guys, we need to focus on our thyroid as well. So we have this iodine deficiency that, you know, even the European Journal of Clinical Nutrition shows that the paleo diet can create iodine deficiencies. You know, there's other studies that show that following a paleo diet also reports instances of diarrhea and tiredness and trouble sleeping because your melatonin is low. So here, let's talk about that. Let's just jump on that for a second. Melatonin low. Melatonin is one of the hormones that we need to increase specifically at night, right? That's why it's really crucial. That before you go to sleep, that you're not reading, you're not looking at your phones and creating that, like, all that stimulation. You're hopefully not going to bed stressed out, because that's going to block the production of melatonin, which we need, natural melatonin, which we need to help us sleep. Sleep is one of the key factors to naturally increasing your testosterone levels. We need sleep, 7 to 9 hours. People will tell you about that. If you want to lose weight, get more sleep. If you want to have more energy, get more sleep. If you want to boost your testosterone, get more sleep. If you want to have a better mood, get more sleep. If you want to keep your cortisol levels low, get more sleep. Like, sleep, sleep, sleep. Again, not sexy. It's not sexy to sleep. And a lot of people are like, oh, I'll sleep when I'm dead. And, you know, they talk about all that bullshit. No, we need sleep, specifically in our 40s, 50s, 60s. We can get away with it when we're in our 20s. But when we're older, we need our sleep in order for us to function at a high level, in order for us to keep our cortisol levels low, in order for us to regulate our circadian rhythm. You know, we need that sleep, man. We need that sleep. We need the and so anything that's gonna jeopardize melatonin, jeopardize sleep, we don't want to be on a diet that's gonna not let us, because we need sleep. Remember, testosterone production happens in the morning, happens at night while you're sleeping. So when you're getting good solid sleep, you know, your testosterone levels are, your testosterone is producing. Right. But when you're not getting that sleep, you're up and all the time, you're not getting that deep sleep, then it's compromised. So and there's also a talk about, you know, paleo having a lack of dairy because you're not eating dairy. But, you know, dairy inadequate varieties of fiber can also have a negative impact on our digestion. You know, some dairy products also, you know, they contain healthy bacteria to keep our gut in check, which is what we need, too. So, you know, it's one of those diets that, you know, again, great when you're young. If you want to live like a caveman when you're in your 20s and 30s, go for it. But, you know, as us guys in our 40s, 50s, 60s, we got to be very, very careful and very focused on eating that supports our hormones and helps us with helps our metabolism, right? Because we got to keep that metabolism boosting. A lot of people say, you know, your metabolism doesn't naturally slow down. It does slow down as we get in our 40s and 50s and 60s, but that's our lifestyle. You know, our lifestyle, lack of exercise, you know, more sedentary, lower testosterone, like all of those things kind of, you know, what you're eating, foods you eat, foods you don't eat. So that's number two. Paleo diet. So stay away from the keto, stay away from paleo, and stay away from, are you ready for this? Plant-based vegan and vegetarian diets, baby. Yeah, that's right. I said it, man. I said it, and it's quite popular for people because, once again, it's the cult. It's the culture. Vegans and vegetarians love to tell you that they're vegan and vegetarian without you even asking. Nope, I can't do it. Is it vegan? Is that vegan? Oh, I can't, because I can't eat meat. I don't eat meat. Oh, is it vegetarian? No, I'm vegetarian. I don't eat meat. Like, they tell you that constantly. Like, I don't fucking care if you're a vegan or not. I mean, I could eat all the fucking vegetables you want, man. Like, you don't need to tell me every second that you're vegan and vegetarian, right? Listen, man. Listen. My wife often bounces back and forth with being plant-based, vegan, or vegetarian. I got nothing wrong with, if you're a vegan or vegetarian, good on you. That's great. And you know what I find what I find happens when, with men in their 40s and 50s, what I find happens is because you're trying all these diets or because you feel crappy, what happens is you're like, fuck, man, I'm just going to go vegan. And again, great results. You feel much better, specifically at first. At first, people typically feel great because it's a radical change of eating only plants. They feel great. But there's a lot of deficiencies that happen. There's a lot of things that happen. Listen, great being a vegetarian, great for your heart health, great for decreasing risks of a lot of diseases that happen as we get older. So yeah, I'm not saying that it's not good. It is a very good diet. Women, great. Go, you know, very good for women, very good for guys that are younger that want to jump in and change up. But for us guys over 40s, we have to be very focused on staying away from a vegetarian vegan diet. Number one, it's just the first and foremost, it's extremely hard to boost your free testosterone, which is vital for our survival. It's vital for our weight loss. It's vital for energy. It's vital for a better mood. It's vital for our muscle. It's vital for getting rid of belly fat. It's vital for slowing down aging. It's vital for our health, man. Like, I'm going to say it again. But it's free testosterone, because you will see that there are studies out there that say the vegetarian diet boosts testosterone. But we're talking about free testosterone. They're talking about binded testosterone, which is not, it's not what we want. We want free testosterone. And I'm not saying that you can't boost your testosterone levels being a vegetarian. I'm not saying that. You can, but it is extremely, extremely difficult to do that. Again, once again, I have guys coming into the over 40 brotherhood who are like, oh, I'm vegan or vegetarian. And then they get the testosterone levels checked, and the free testosterone was super, super low. Super low. Right. And so one of the things that we need for us, we need a healthy choice of lean animal protein. You know, you're much better off eating animal protein. Those who follow like a vegetarian diet are usually lacking like key micronutrients. Again, nutrients like calcium, iron, vitamin B, zinc, protein. Well, protein's a macronutrient, but, you know, calcium, iron, you know, vitamin B, zinc. Those are key for, and especially vitamin B and zinc are really key micronutrients to helping with testosterone. But all of the ones I talked about, protein and zinc and vitamin B, all are key for maintaining strength, maintaining health, and promoting longevity, which is what you're lacking when you're on a vegetarian or vegan diet. And when you consume protein from vegetarian sources, you guys know this. If you're a vegan, you already know this. You aren't getting the same quality protein. You already know this. My wife tells me this all the time. My wife, who used to be a former bodybuilder who fights Muay Thai, still trains at a high level, she always tells me it's very tough to get protein. Vegetarians aren't going to jump out of their seats and tell you this. Oh yeah, it's hard to get protein. Like, they're not going to, you know, they're not going to make that, they're not going to vocalize that, but it is very hard to get that. And they're going to say everything they can to rationalize in their head that it's okay. But you know, when you consume protein from vegetarian sources, you aren't getting the same quality protein as you are from animal sources. Meaning, you know, despite actually meeting your needs, you're still not getting exactly what your needs are, because the spectrum of amino acids are totally different, you know? And that's key. That's key. We need, you know, and then again, you get good sources of healthy fats from animal proteins as well. And it's from meats, right? And then there's the side effects. and then there's the side effects, you know, fatigue, inflammation, bloating, a lot of digestive distress, low libido, lack of energy, muscle loss, and decreased exercise. I don't know a lot of 40 and 50 and 60-year-old vegans that have a lot of muscle. There may be out there. They're probably using something to enhance it. All I know is they probably don't have the muscle that they want. And listen, what happens when we reach 40, guys? Sarcopenia. What's sarcopenia, guys? A natural loss of muscle. Naturally lose. That's why it's so hard to, at first, gain muscle. At first, it's very hard. It's very hard to gain muscle at first, but here's the bottom line. When you have the right muscle building program, or a program that supports and helps you develop muscle and build lean muscle, it's very easy to keep it. We get very dense muscle as we get older. Like our muscle, you see guys in their 40s and 50s and 60s who are muscular, very dense. Like I have very dense muscle, right? But that being said, I remember when I was 40, 39, I was big and puffy, and it was actually hard for me to, like, I had to come into the gym 6 days a week, and I was in there for an hour and a half trying to, like, you know, just keep the muscle that I had, let alone build it. I was just trying to keep it. I was 215, 220 pounds, a big, puffy, soft, big and puffy and soft. And I was just, you know, yeah, I could throw up 100 pound dumbbells easily, but it was still like I had the strength, but the muscle just wasn't right. You know what I'm saying? Just wasn't right. So, again, I'm going to say this again. I'm not saying that there are not some guys out there who can build muscle and be vegans in their 40s, 50s, 60s. They're out there. There are guys out there. But I look at them. When I look at them, I'm like, this guy doesn't look like he's got a lot of energy or muscle. And I'm not saying you have to be big and ripped and muscular, but you can tell people are a little frailish, you know, a little frailish. Listen, I'm going to end off this with this. Again, it's a protein that's key. You know, it's the lack of protein. There's a doctor out there, Dr. Pete. Big up to Dr. Pete. PhD, protein sources in vegan and vegetarian diets rank 15 times lower than high quality animal proteins. Okay. Protein quality is low. If your protein quality is low, the liver won't respond to your thyroid. Okay. So we want to make sure that not only are we getting good protein, but it's also the deficiencies too, right? Vitamin deficiencies, key vitamins, calcium, omega-3s, vitamin B, vitamin D, iron, zinc, folate. Like those are things that we need. Lack of vitamin A is a huge problem for people who, who are plant-based people, plant-based vegetarians. And that's and what happens when you have vitamin A? It's extremely important for the thyroid, for fertility, for your healthy immune system. I always find people who are vegetarians, like, I shouldn't say this, but I always find that they're all sick. But listen, I get it. At first, I understand why guys would turn to becoming a vegetarian, because you've probably tried everything. You're probably like, I've tried this diet and this diet, and I've tried all of this, and I just want to feel good. And then once you start it, like the first month, you feel great. It's like, okay, I feel good. I've got energy. And then all those side effects just slap you in the face. Lack of energy, muscle loss, fatigue, inflammation, acne, like it all just punches you in the mouth. And then your deficiencies, and you're just like, what the hell, man? I thought this was good. And then you're just now you're, you know, when you're restricting yourself of foods, when you restrict yourself of like good foods, like animal proteins are good, right? Like if you have a moral issue, then that's your own moral issue, right? Like if you're going to say, okay, I'm going to put my moral issue in front of my health, then I can't help you there. That's you. Like if you want to put that in front of your actual health, which in turn puts your family at risk, because now your family has to take care of you, and your family has to, you know, you're not there to protect your family because you're not as healthy as you could be because of your moral issues, because you're putting yourself on the pedestal. That's your problem. That's actually, it's not a problem. That's just, it's not even a problem. That's you. I totally get it. I understand that. I'm not like saying that you can't have those moral issues, but I think you could still have moral issues and not like the way things happen, but still be healthy, because you only live in, we're not here for a long time, right? And we want to make sure that our kingdom is set. Anyways, I'm not talking about women. I'm not talking about guys in their 20s and 30s. I'm talking about men in their 40s, 50s, 60s. I got to keep coming to that, because I know that, well, I know Jimmy, he's a whatever. Or I know this fighter is a freaking, on the keto, on the vegetarian or keto. Yeah, sure. I'm sure there are. Listen, there are outliers out there, man. There are outliers out there. But I'm just giving it to you simple. Okay, the last diet is kind of like a combo, and I don't think I even have to say anything about it, but I'm just going to say it because I've already premised it at the beginning. Low fat or low carb diets. Actually, I'm going to talk about low carb diets more because I do find that men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and this is probably the number one thing that I hear guys say is that they're on a low carb diet. Oh, I am. I'm restricting my carbs. Guys, like I tell you before, you have to eat carbs. So important. Carbs have, that gives us our energy, gives us our recovery from workouts. If we're working out, we're not eating carbs, we're not recovering. We're not giving the body the glycogen stores it needs after workouts. And when I say carbs, I'm talking about, you know, quinoa and wild rice and basmati rice and brown rice and white rice and sweet potato and, you know, couscous, potato, like that, potatoes, like that's, you know, steel cut oats. Like those are kind of like the main carbs that I'm talking about. So I'm talking about putting those on your plate or those in your smoothies, right? And I'm not talking about pasta. I'm not talking about all that other shit, pizza and all that crap. That's the good carbs you should have in your diet. That should be the staple. Those are the staples, right? But when I hear people saying low carb, I get, because it's just that's what your wife is telling you, or that's what your magazines are telling you. And then remember, guys, magazines and all of this stuff, they're geared towards women, really and truly, because women love diets and they flock to that and they'll pay for it and they'll spend their money. And so a lot of diets are either pushed to younger guys, like guys in their 20s, eat protein, this and that, or fads like South Beach diet and Atkins diet and keto and like all of these fads, or women. It's mostly women. Okay. So that's what they're really focused on. So you really want to, when you say low carbs, again, everyone's like, oh yeah, I got to limit my carbs. But what happens is, and you still have belly fat because you're metabolic. So what happens when you don't limit, when you're limiting your carbs, not only are you not getting the micronutrients that we need to boost testosterone, not only are you not getting energy, but, and not only are you not getting brain health, energy, but you're also, oh geez, I just lost my plane of thought. What? That is crazy. Oh, your body goes into starvation mode. Right, your body's like, oh shit, man, I'm not getting the carbs that I need to keep this body going. So I'm gonna slow down the metabolism. I'm gonna hold on to fat because I'm not getting the energy that I need from the carbs to stabilize my insulin levels. And I'm just gonna like not give you energy, and you're gonna feel blah, and you're not gonna lose the belly fat, and you know, you're just going to feel like shit. And you're just like, man, I'm not eating carbs. I have no energy. And then what happens on the weekend? It's like, now you have no carbs. Your body's like, I need sugar. I need something. And then you start binging on the weekend. You're drinking. If you're a drinker, you drink tons, or you're binging on shitty foods. And you're just going through this whole cycle. It's like, okay, well, I'm going to do low carb on the week because I think that that's going to do well. And then on the weekend, I'm going to eat whatever I want, which is I'm going to cheat on the weekends. And you're not seeing any results. You're feeling like shit. Your testosterone levels are still low. So you need those carbs. You need the carbs. Guys, you need carbs. Don't be afraid of carbs. I tell this to all of my guys. And it's so funny. At the very beginning of whatever program they're doing or challenges that we have, they always say the same thing. They're like, I don't know, man. Or what I make them do, what my alphas do is I make them post their dinners or post their food, their meals, because I want to go in and check. And I tell them right from the beginning, you need carbs, 40 carbs, 40% fats, 20%, you know, proteins. And we don't count calories either, because calories are not all calories are equal. And again, my nutrition philosophy and system is based on boosting testosterone, boosting metabolism, burning fat, giving you energy, keeping other hormones at bay, insulin levels, thyroid levels high, hormones balanced, giving you energy, etc. So I tell them this, you know, this is it. And then still people, because they have that in their head, they're afraid of carbs. It's literally fear. It's 100% fear, right? Oh my God, I can't eat carbs if I do whatever. So I'm just going to limit my carbs. So when I tell them that, they're kind of like, okay, because they want to, again, do things on their own. Everyone wants to, everyone's self-obsessed, right? So they put themselves on the pedestal instead of trusting the journey. And it's so funny because other guys will come and go, God, you need, where are your carbs? Where are your carbs? I was like, well, you know, I just, I didn't, you know, I'm afraid of whatever, and I want to lose weight, and if I eat carbs, this and that, and they do all this stuff about, well, when I ate carbs before, but yeah, you're eating like a ton of carbs, you're eating a ton of bad carbs, and then what happens, like, just do eat the carbs, just put them on the plate. So they start putting on their plate, and literally within a week, they're like, oh my God, I got more energy, my metabolism feels much better, higher, I'm burning more, losing more weight. I can't believe it. Like, they're literally like, I can't, my insulin levels are balanced. Like, they literally, they can't believe it. It's just like, oh my God. And everyone like comments, I told you, just trust the process, trust the process. And now it's like, it's easy, right? It's very easy because that's it. You want a nutrition plan that's easy to follow, sustainable. Let's go back. So let's just jump back quickly to the four that you want to stay away from. So you want to stay away from the keto diet. You want to stay away from the paleo diet. You want to stay away from the vegetarian diet, and you want to stay away from low carb and low fat. Low fat makes sense. Obviously you don't want low fat because if you're in a low fat diet, then you don't have the cholesterol to boost your testosterone and, or to produce it, even produce it. So you don't want to go in low fat. And you don't want to go on low carb. So we'll just bucket that into one. But what you want to do is you want to have a balanced plate, 40, 40, 20. Because remember, our goal for our nutrition is to support our hormones, to boost our testosterone. But because by doing that, by putting that 40, 40, 20, and I will start at 40, 40, 20, 40% carbs, healthy carbs, complex carbs. I talked about them before. You know, the steel cut oats, the rices, black rice, white rice, basmati rice, wild rice, jasmine rice, you know, potato, white potato, or, you know, obviously sweet potatoes, key, quinoa, couscous, like, you know, that kind of stuff. 100%. Beautiful. 40% of that. And again, you can, you know, 35, 45, depending on what your goals are. If you want to build more muscle, you have to add a little bit more carbs. If you want to lose a little bit more, you know, faster, maybe throw it down to 35. But 40 is good. Then you want to go 40 fats, healthy fats, avocados, you know, the butters, olive oil, coconut oil. You know, there's not a ton of, like, your fat, what you're going to eat with good fat. And, you know, you can eat a bit of bacon. You can have some, you know, lean bacon. Absolutely. 100% good fats. Yes, totally. 100%. Go for it. Yes, yes, yes. But not a ton of those, that type of fat, you know, because it's going to give you bad cholesterol. So, keep it simple. We're not going to go keto fats where you're eating just a shitload of stuff, but, you know, make sure that it's healthy fats. And then, you know, like turkey bacon. Turkey bacon's perfect. And then, of course, your proteins. Proteins aren't going to be. And then, listen, there are some things that have both. Like eggs, for instance. Whole eggs have a little bit of fats, like cholesterol that you're going to use. And, of course, it has its protein, a very high source of protein. So eggs and all the meats, all the fish, you know, good sources of protein. And then your plate always should have a shitload of vegetables, a shitload of greens, good salads, kale, spinach, any type of greens, vegetables or fruits, you know, depending on what you're eating. But every plate that you have should literally look the same, should have four quadrants. I just say put four quadrants, and then just put your, and then when you look at your plate, you have four quadrants. When you look at we actually created what's called alpha dinners. It's a recipe. When I say we, I mean all of the alphas that are in the Over 40 Alpha Brotherhood. We created what's called, I'm not sure what just happened here with my, something happened here, but anyways, yeah, so my Over 40 Alpha Brotherhood, we created what's called the Alpha Dinners. And the Alpha Dinners is basically what it is what we did was I made them post their dinners, a picture of their dinners, and just put a little bit of what the recipes were or what it contained in the Facebook group. And then we took all of those, and they had to be alpha approved, which means they had to be 40, 40, 40, 20, 40, 40, 20, with vegetables or fruits. And we made a book of over 70 alpha dinners. And it's not, the cool thing is it shows that it's not just me telling you this is what you need to eat. It's actually from guys who are doing the program, transforming their body, transforming their life, and getting into amazing shape using alpha dinners. That's what it is, man. That's what it is. And it's amazing. Anyways, guys, join if you are a man in your 40s, 50s, 60s who's been struggling with losing weight, struggling with boosting testosterone, struggling with nutrition, struggling with figuring out what the hell to do to get back in the best shape of your life, then go to over40alpha.com right now and get 30 days free. I know in the outro it says 7 days, but you're going to get 30 days free. So just join it, and then I'm going to take you through, and I'm gonna guide you into where you want to be. I'm going to guide you. Also, if you like intermittent fasting, then you want to go to over40shred.com/ fasting podcast. Okay, I'm just going to say fasting podcast makes it best. And that's going to give you my Fasting Over 40 program. So Fasting Over 40 program quickly is a 16-8 intermittent fasting. So you're going to fast for 16 hours and you're going to eat for 8 hours. But that eating window uses the exact same nutrition philosophy, the exact same what I call my MetaTest boost diet, metabolic testosterone boosting nutrition plan when during your eating window. So your eating window, you're still eating the same philosophy, the same food. You may only just eat 2 or 3 meals and you're only eating an 8-hour window, but you're fasting for 16. So you can use either one. You can have just 3 to 4 balanced meals a day, or you can just go with fasting and eat 2 meals in a smoothie, and you're still going to get the same benefits. In fact, fasting, you'll probably get better benefits, but I like you to just, and if, even if you join the over40alpha.com, you can, we also have the Fasting Over 40 program inside of that. So you can join it for free and then go to the bonus section and get Fasting Over 40 program. Go to over40alpha.com. Join for free. Or if you just want my fasting program and you're like, you know what, I want to learn how to use intermittent fasting, because that's another great nutrition system, sustainable. You can do that. I've been doing it for 6 years. Easy to follow, sustainable nutrition eating lifestyle that you can use while implementing my MetaTest Boost nutrition plan. All right, guys, so that's it. Thank you so much for listening. Stay away from those diet plans. And if you are one of those people who are like, you know what, I'm going to actually try those diet plans, then 100% try them. And then I'll be here waiting for you to help you after you're done. Okay. Thanks so much, guys. You're amazing. Make sure that you like this and give it a 5-star rating if you enjoyed this information. And once again, I love you, man. You're the best. I'm here to help you. I want you to be successful. I want you to be an alpha male. I want you to provide and procreate and protect your family. I want you to be the best man you can be. And I know that in your 40s, 50s, 60s, believe that, you can get in the best shape of your life. And I'm going to be here to help you. I'm Funk, and I'm out. Peace. Hey, I hope you enjoyed that episode and got a lot of information from there that you can start using right away. Please make sure that you give this a 5-star rating and download this and send it to your friends. Also, if you haven't yet, please join the Over 40 Alpha Brotherhood for free. If you go to over40alpha.com/7-day trial, join for free and get workouts, nutrition, recovery, mindset, everything you need to get into the best shape of your life. Thanks a lot, and I'll see you in the next episode. Get it done.
You've been listening to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast, hosted by Funk Roberts. Former professional athlete turned master metabolic trainer and best-selling author. Bringing you the best information to help you get into the best shape and health of your life in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Join us for another podcast.